Good morning. It is a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, protests erupted for a sixth day across the U.S. over the death of George Floyd, the unarmed black man at the hands of police officer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. At least 40 cities have imposed curfews, and National Guard members have been activated in 15 states and Washington, D.C. One former police officer was seen with his knee on Floyd's neck, was charged with his third-degree murder and manslaughter, but protesters say the charge isn't harsh enough and are demanding charges for the other officers involved. We also learned that while this has been going on Friday, President Trump was taken to the bunker.
That's right. They took the president down into the safe room at the bottom of the White House. The Secret Service was in charge of that. So it does indicate that this has really gotten out of hand. What I find interesting is that this president, who plays to his base like crazy, and who still is, of course, is not doing it with the vehemence that we have seen in the past. I think his advisors are telling him this thing could really erupt to a point where the country and he would be damaged. There are certainly indications that he believes that this will help him. And what's very interesting is that authorities are reporting not only are there leftists who are being either arrested or hauled in, but there are right-wingers also who are trying to make trouble. So there are some people who think there may be an indication here that the president sees himself as a beneficiary if this thing goes forward. If that could be proven, of course, it would be terrible. Right now, there is no such proof. And one and one makes two, and one and one is this has to end up being positive for the president in terms of his reelection campaign. Now, David, one of the things that we have seen in this whole scenario is that the president's polls up to this point have gone down and down and down. And all of the election polls have shown anywhere from 6 to 10 or 11 points lead for Joe Biden. Now, whether this will change that, I don't know. I think the president is counting on that happening. And I think his advisors think that this thing that just has been ignited, the anti-police thing, will affect the polls. So we'll have to wait to see what comes out. The good polls are, of course, asking people not only on their home phones, which is an antiquated system, but on their cell phones. And so far, those have all been showing Joe Biden with a fairly substantial lead in this election, the kind of lead which has almost inevitably led to the defeat of an incumbent.
I don't know about you, Alan, but I've been trying to think of a president in modern history other than President Trump right now that wouldn't have already addressed the nation.
Well, that's right. There are those people who think he will. It'll be seen as disingenuous by an awful lot of people. Look, here's the point. This president, President Trump, has gone out of his way to alienate everybody except his base. And now that is coming back to bite him in the posterior. There's no two ways about it. He has made people so furious that the vehemence which they feel towards him is, and the basic distrust of the man, means that if he tries to get up there and assure everybody, it will be so out of character that people will see it for what it is, a temporary fix.
And the protests themselves, Alan, folks who are trying to peacefully protest, and the cries of I can't breathe, and their real cry, what I've heard from so many of them, which goes beyond any one incident, is a broken criminal justice system that so far has disproportionately affected people of color.
David, we live in a racist country. That has not changed. We had a civil war followed by very, very severe anti-black laws. That got changed. The Supreme Court comes around and speaks under the Warren Court. But nothing has really changed in terms of the systematic racism in this country. Now, you got a Republican president who thinks he's going to benefit from this, in my mind, and he may. But this just goes forward. And mayors across the country are pleading for sanity within their cities. I know that in Albany, several businesses on our block on Central Avenue have been severely hurt, windows broken, and it is not an easy thing for the middle class to digest. What they do about that, to me, is, as a political scientist, is fascinating. Do they, in fact, say, okay, I'm going to vote for the president who some people think has incited a good deal of this, or am I going to side with those people and say we need to put an end to the racist society and sociology that we have in this country?
Well, while that's going on, we have a pandemic. And one of the things that I heard some of the protesters saying is, you know, we're putting our lives on the line to come out here and protest.
Well, yes, there is no doubt we are in a very bad spot when it comes to this disease. It is by no means ended. There is always the chance that as these numbers go down, and we've seen the governor talking about that, that this kind of mass protest will lead to an expansion of the disease itself. And for those folks who know that they're putting their lives at risk by doing it, they have to know that. For those folks who know that they're putting their lives at risk, it takes a certain kind of person to do that.
In the end, we need to have a fair election, don't we?
Well, that's right. And there are those people who think that this president will stop at nothing to gain reelection. I happen to be among them. I think to him, getting reelected is the huge part of what he is all about. In order to understand him, just always look to what he thinks he's doing, which is to excite the base, to get them to turn out in huge numbers, and to disgust so many of the people who want him out of office, to the point where they say, he can't lose. Now, these were people who were saying in the last election, Trump can't win. I, as you know, took a different view of that. But the idea that they would now be so disgusted and turned off that they think that the president will win again and therefore they may not have to turn out, that's a real danger for the Democratic Party.